This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we're asking you, do pop-up ads work on you? You can get in touch on WhatsApp, Instagram or Twitter. You can let us know why and why not. We've got a couple of messages. On Instagram, it's about 89% now saying that no, they do not work for them. So a lot of people are frustrated. What do we have on WhatsApp?
On WhatsApp, I've got one from Kesh Randawa. I said, apart from entertainment content, I do listen to prayers on YouTube. So if a pop-up ad appears, especially during prayers, I tend to despise the said product, which is not really good during prayers.
So then you see, it's like, you know, the placing of your ad has to be also important, right? You got to know what you're actually putting your ad on to. So yeah, that's an interesting insight.
Yeah, looking at Twitter, we've got one here from Emin Ibrahim who says, I know the pop-up ads can be annoying and sometimes you feel like strangling someone, but Frida Liu's analogy with machine guns and snipers is pretty scary. Not surprised if she dresses up as the Black Widow during Halloween.
Thanks for the tip. Next year.
Yeah, next year.
Next year, definitely. Okay. Now, let's talk about year in, because it is, like Frida mentioned at the top of the show, 1 month to Christmas.
No, this is a very interesting article that came up from Waze. It's about what you can possibly do. And this is research based on Waze. So whether you're a retailer, fast food outlet, gas station operator, or any brick and mortar business, these are insights from 2018. So some of the facts that came up from there. And you can start using your marketing strategies or marketing thoughts around that. And we know, like, November, December, January, it's going to be like just shopping, 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 right? And then February, no money. So Malaysians are... Insight number one, Malaysians are on the road a lot more in the final months of the year. Malaysians make almost 21 million Waze navigation to retail places alone.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So, in fact, there was a 29% spike in drives in the months of November and December versus August and September, with most getting themselves to shopping centres, 43%, gas stations, 28%, and fast food restaurants, 18%. Imagine the campaigns and purchasing experiences you could plan simply around your customer's journey from their drive right up to your store, including targeting those who are purchasing from you, right? I'm thinking pop-up ads on the Waze app, which annoys me. Oh. Sorry as I continue with this story, but that's the image I've got. Yeah. No, I just want to get to his destination. Yeah. Okay, insight number two. Shoppers are willing to go the distance, right? 77% of consumers say they'd be willing to drive large distances for compelling offer or sale. 35% say that even drives 40 kilometers, roughly the distance from Nilai to KL, for that offer that's technically out of the way. So how can you as a business set up the right conditions for potential customers to make their journey? Drop by here for coffee.
I'm feeling that a lot of these people are then, you know, heading towards like the outlet malls that are scattered, you know, the outer regions of the city, right? And yeah, you tend to take a longer drive.
Okay, insight number three. Malaysians still love their brick and mortar. I can imagine what to do with kids during the holidays. You take them to shopping malls. So pair that with the convenience of online purchasing. You start wondering why anyone ever leaves their homes to go out shopping. But while online shopping may be growing, the numbers show that the consumers still like to visit their favorite malls for a variety of reasons, from enjoying the tactile experience to seeking inspiration and feeling more festive. Like, you know, all the decos are everybody want to go out there. So the data speaks for itself. 2% of total sales in Malaysia have come in through e-commerce, giving you a real opportunity to capture your in-store audiences. So all in, you know, I think like during this period, that's exception to the rule. People would like to go to malls and all that more so than usual.
I love visiting the malls, especially during the festive season. Mm-hmm. Just the simple fact is because of the, you know, different malls have different kind of decors.
Right.
And, you know, some of them really go the mile to stand out. I remember there was once in one of the malls nearby our office where they made everything on a larger scale. And I felt like I was like, you know, one of the like, you know, really tiny person.
Right.
Everything was, you know, huge.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the toys and stuff like that, right?
Everything was huge, and like everything was like at least 2-3 stories high, and you know, it made me feel wow, like, you know,
we're ants level.
I love that. Yeah, so
and I guess, you know, like if you're putting your location out to a particular mall, they can do promotions along the way, like since you're heading there, go to this one, you get a discount. I don't know. Insight number four, Malaysians like it quick. So here's a pointer from December 2018. 8.9 million Waze navigations to fast food outlets from November to December. So knowing this can help you steer customers to your eatery as you craft out a strategy to bring attention to your brand, being discoverable along the travel route and priming their bias towards your store. So if you know that's a thing that's happening within shopping fast food outlets, maybe then you look at tie-ups, right, with particular fast food outlets and that sort of thing. So at least, you know, then you collaborate if you can't, you know, where your customers will congregate, right? You know, maybe a promotion if it's a drive-through purchase. I can imagine people like just want to do a drive-through to these fast food outlets, right? Insight number five, if they're on the road, they're also fueling up. So between November and December of last year, 2.8 million navigations on Waze was made to gas stations in Malaysia, obviously. As the family kicks back and hums along to tunes in the car, you have the perfect opportunity to give potential and returning customers reasons to choose you. Think about being able to reward your local customers this holiday season. Bring them back to your outlet over and over with irresistible offers. So some ideas.
The gas station thing, that's true. Because every time during peak seasons or during holiday seasons, when you travel around and you stop at any gas station, you would see, you know, outside of the gas station, there will be some promotion and there will be a gentleman that will come up to you and try to sell you something for your windshield.
Something
for your wipers. Yeah. And then you're in a happy mood because you're, you know, going on a holiday. Day, and then you go like, yeah, you know what? I've always wanted this windscreen wiper, and then you buy it. It's I've been a victim for this many times.
That gentleman you're talking about, he is a physical pop-up ad.
The one that maybe is a little bit useful in the sense that he knows when to come up to me, right? He doesn't just come up to me every single day and like, do you want to buy a wiper? And like, you know, he knows when I'm in a good mood.
You can't X him.
X him, exactly that.
I gotta go, I'm in a hurry.
Anyways, very interesting insights. And you know, probably you could, you know, implement some of these strategies into your own marketing sales. And it's clear, like, you know, even though online is great, offline still a lot of potential. People love driving in Malaysia. Thank you so much for all the feedback that you've given us on our first story. Do pop-up ads work on you? We had nearly 90% saying they do not work for them. But, you know, hey, 10% of them says, yes, it works on them. So there's a reason why it still exists.
There's
today.
That machine gun again.
There's that machine gun and sniper theory on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Following that, we talked about...
We spoke about MicroTask and how Microsoft is experimenting with inserting reminders to get back to work into people's Facebook feeds, letting them get work done while they're trying to procrastinate.
Mm. And then we shared some insights on ways to help you slay in the year-end sales.
And coming up later on the Breakfast Grill replay, Dr. Jane Goodell became the household name for her seminal field research on chimpanzees and remains steadfast in her advocacy work for environmental conservation, even well into her latter years. So we sat down with the famed primatologist to talk about her research breakthroughs, ongoing conservation efforts, and keeping hopes alive in the face of climate change threats. Stay tuned for that. That's coming up at 1 p.m. This has been the Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And if you miss any parts of the show, you can download the podcast available now on BFM website or the BFM app, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.